Donald Trump has once again shown his contempt for the Constitution and the rule of law. Let's be clear. The President of the United States does not have the right to unilaterally take this country into war, even against a corrupt and brutal dictator like Maduro. The United States does not have the right, as Trump stated this morning, to run Venezuela.
Bernie Sanders, AOC, and the like, just go ahead and run it on down the list. You know what they wanted? They wanted Trump to come to them for permission. And that's one of the reasons that Trump said he couldn't talk to them because, first of all, there would have been leaks because they ops. Because they're ops, there would have been leaks, which would have compromised the entire mission and possibly led to the deaths of some of our military members. He wanted Trump to come to them and get permission to do some of the stuff that he did to ensure that the Venezuelan fake president, Maduro, was able to still maintain power. Again, this is called Trump derangement syndrome. And the first thing that they did, because Bernie Sanders is reading here, the first thing that they did was get their producers to develop a script so that they can go against the Trump administration. And this is the thing that I'm wondering. Has Trump ever did anything right in the eyes of Democrats? Anything. Has Trump ever did anything, and I mean anything right, in the eyes of Democrats? One thing, they didn't want them to deport illegal migrants, and they let the Biden administration let everybody in. They fought against birthright citizenship, even though that was something that was allocated towards descendants of slaves. Didn't want them to lower taxes. We got to keep the illegal money moving, money laundering scheme going. No tax on tips and Social Security, even though that was something that Kamala Harris also stole from Trump and made a part of her campaign. And they complained and they said that it's not enough. Bringing back jobs, investments in the United States of America. We don't see progress fast enough to spin up these jobs so that Americans can have a livable wage. Stop Iran. Stop genocide in some parts of Africa. Deport Somalis that are illegally using the taxpayer dollars to enrich themselves via daycares. They're going to go out there and defend it because Trump actually said and called these people out for being frauds. Every single thing that Trump does, they are obsessed with it and trying to turn it into something completely opposite of what it is.
Congress must immediately pass a war powers resolution to end this illegal military operation and reassert its constitutional responsibilities. Trump's attack on Venezuela will not make the United States and the world safer. Quite the contrary. This brazen violation of international law gives a green light to any country on earth that may wish to attack another nation to seize their resources or change their governments. This is the horrific logic of force that Putin used to justify his brutal attack on Ukraine.
Jesus.
Trump
Jesus.
And his administration have made it clear that they want to revive the Monroe Doctrine, a belief that claims that the United States has the right to dominate the affairs of the hemisphere. They have spoken openly about controlling Venezuela's oil reserves, the largest in the world. Let's make no mistake about it. This is rank imperialism. It recalls the darkest chapters of U.S. interventions in Latin America, which have left a terrible legacy.
Thank you for the super chat.
It will and should be condemned by the Democratic world. Trump campaigned for president on an America First platform. He claimed to be the peace.
Especially when it comes to running illegal drugs into the United States of America. You know what else I figured out? I've learned that Democrats don't want drug-free cities. Ding! Democrats don't want drug-free cities. Because a sober mind is a dangerous mind. They do not want cities where Fenty is not flooding the streets. They do not want cities where the citizens are happy. They do not want any kind of peace. They continue to advocate for trouble. They do not want you to ever pull yourself out of poverty, because then you wouldn't tie yourself to the federal government, which leads to voting Democrat. They don't want anything good for the United States of America. Just vote blue no matter who. Vote blue no matter who.
Peace candidate. Well, at a time when 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, when our healthcare system is collapsing, when people throughout this country cannot afford housing, and when artificial intelligence threatens millions of jobs, it is time for the president to focus on the crises facing this country and end the military adventurism abroad. Trump is failing in his job to run the United States of America. He should not be trying to run Venezuela. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator, for continuing to confirm why I left the Democratic plantation in the first place. Thank you, Senator. I mean, God forbid that we continue to run drugs into this country. God forbid we continue to enable China. God forbid we continue to enable Russia. God forbid we continue to sell oil over to them for nothing, giving it away. God forbid that the people continue to be oppressed over in Venezuela. Because guess what? When you make these other countries better by removing the oppressive regimes, you know what you do? You get less people trying to come over to America. Because all they want is hope and an opportunity in some instances to be able to thrive and then create their own jobs and then have infrastructure that allows for them to be able to thrive. That's what's happening down in Mexico. People want to actually remove the cartel and live a normal life. People want to remove the cartel and live a normal life. Some people asking questions in the chat. Some of y'all don't have profile pictures. Others of you have a reputation for saying the dumbest shit or asking the dumbest things. And so you've created a narrative about yourself that prevents people from wanting to engage in you. The only time that I start to answer people, and I don't care if you actually right or wrong or if you agree with me or disagree with me, is if you start to actually develop a reputation for somebody that is worthy for you to actually have a conversation with. Otherwise, I'm going to just say, oh, man, I'm completely removed from anything that this person is saying because I know that they just be talking or they disagree with every single thing that you say just because they're a disagreeable person. You have created an environment for yourself where you're not worthy of being responded to. And that's usually what happens. Yeah, they don't want to stop this. Why would they ever want to stop it? Because then you turn off the money phone. You turn off the spigot. That's what people, I keep trying to tell people, Democrats don't want to actually fix anything. They never have. Democrats, the objective from a Democrat was never to fix anything. It was to continue to tie you to the federal government. Why would they ever want to fix anything? That ain't never been the play. It's never been the goal to fix anything inside of this country from Democrats. It's to give you the illusion that they actually want to, so that they can continue to get your vote and tie you to the federal government. Yes, they prefer a codependent. They prefer a codependent. I think that Bernie Sanders is wrong. I think that he knows that he's wrong. I think that it is necessary for us to step in to certain situations, especially when it threatens the interest of what happens here inside of the United States of America.